Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world.
You said that I had to give you a call right back. I'm in the middle of No Jumper right now.
I wouldn't say in the middle.
All right, bad.
Baby Stone Gorillas are in the building. We're checking in for the second time. How y'all doing?
Good, man. Good.
What's up with you, my boy? Everything good?
Having a good time, you know? I'm just excited to be here. Happy to tap in with the hottest artists out of LA. Can I give you that title?
Yeah, you can give us that, man.
All right. Some people might take issue with it, but we'll start there, right? BSG, Baby Stone Gorillas in the building.
You know what I'm saying, okay, man?
Big doinks
right
on
here.
Deck.
Yeah, right here, yeah, no baby. Jumper going crazy.
What you got smoking on?
Smoking on some shit I got from Donnie.
That's that 22 special right here.
That's the in-house.
That compound pack.
That's that No Jumper original.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Those who know, know.
My boy.
Yeah. That's real. And I was telling you, you guys came in with the same thing that the stars come in with.
Yeah, that was crazy.
So I taught them something. This is how the girls prepare so that they don't got nothing inside their system. You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying?
But you guys, things have been leveling up a lot.
Nah, hell yeah, bro. We got some coming out, bro.
Right.
Merry Christmas show coming. Merry Christmas tape. We got a lot of coming, bro. Big Sad tape. We got some coming with Hit-Boy, shout out my boy. We got some coming also, Frosty, and we got shit coming, bro. I ain't gonna lie, bro.
Shout out, baby.
We got some shit in there, bro.
Shit,
where's Merry Christmas taking place?
We got a show downtown or the Echo.
Oh,
on the 21st.
Nice
for me. Special guest is gonna be there for sure. So make sure y'all hit that link.
Special guest. How special are we talking?
Oh man, special.
Really?
You know what I'm saying? Real special.
That's exciting. Man, they let you guys play in your own city. That's nice. Cause a lot of gangster ass rappers don't get to play in their own city, you know?
Yeah, nah, for sure. Yeah, I feel like they be doing that a lot out the way. Like a lot out of town.
Chicago for sure.
For sure that.
Like New York? You a drill rapper in New York?
Yeah, nah.
And they haven't.
Nah. At all.
They're very, very opposed
to
that.
Mayor gonna pop out all the
They wouldn't let a hologram of Chief Keef play.
Yeah, nah.
That's real.
That's crazy.
They wouldn't let a hologram play.
Why, though?
I guess they think that it's going to turn up the gang war and whatnot. And, him existing in the 3D holographic version.
Don't turn everybody up.
You know, it might still
crazy.
Get bracken or cracking. Out there, you never know.
Never.
But all right, so like, if you had to go big picture, what would you say? Like the last, I think it's been like 2 years since we first did the interview. It might have been 1 year. My recollection is terrible. But what would you say is like the biggest things that's changed since back then?
Man, yeah, shit. Yeah. As far as the people, like people we've been working with, we've been doing in real life. You know what I'm saying? Like just a lot of shit, like you feel me?
Production, like all of everything, bro. I like that. Like changed our life, so
hell yeah.
And it's still more to go. Like we still, like you said, what was that, like a year ago?
Something like that.
Like a year ago. So you know, we still like a year or two in. We still be like you said, the people we working with, the place that we be, man, people be inviting us to, all the shit like that.
Really?
Hell yeah.
Because that was just starting to take place when I did the last interview. Like last interview was when you guys were first getting invited to be guest stars in the YG music video. Like that, and so now you guys are kind of like more used to that, had more time to see the vision, right?
Then it's like a more variety of people, like different selective people, like, hey, come on, come with us, hey man, I'll with y'all, come with us, come turn up, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like we got going on, or it might be a club, but you know how clubs be having parties late night, 2-3 in the morning, big artists is in there, hey man, come with us, we need the Baby Stones in here type shit, man.
Really?
Like that, bro.
What's the craziest experience like that in terms of somebody just inviting you to be part of a show or to come out at an event or whatever?
Man, last time, I ain't gonna lie, I would say probably the craziest.
What was that? Ace of Diamonds?
Yeah, Fly Show.
Yeah, what was that? Like, Sexy Red was out here.
Yeah.
Sexy Red was out here.
She tapped in with you guys?
Nah, we ain't tapped in, but we can for sure tap in. Ain't nothing. Sexy Red, you looking? You know what I'm saying? You know what's up, man?
Right.
Man, let's do it.
All the Bloods got a hard on for her. What did you say?
We just got the invitation, like,
pop. Yeah,
Hell yeah, we came through.
So even though she's an out of towner, is it accurate to say that all the Bloods in LA got a little thing for Sexy Red?
Yeah.
She checks a few boxes.
Because she's bracking, blah.
She is bracking. You think that goes brazy?
No,
I don't know about all that. That's what I was gonna say. You got a lot of these dirty dogs trying to get between the draws, man. You know what I'm saying?
All right, that's a good point. Let's start there. If you were to get some extremely high quality, very much valuable vagina, high profile vagina, are you gonna go out sad like some of these guys who took this as like that one moment of clout to take a selfie, let the world know?
Nah.
You don't respect
that. Can't do that.
Hell no.
Because I might want to stab this again and keep calm. I don't want nothing. This low. This is low. You know what I'm saying?
Don't get me wrong. I like the stabbing and all, but I like the bagging. You know what I'm saying? I want the money in my hand. That's the plan. You know what I'm saying? Before I try to do anything with the girl, I want the. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
If you can't require no dollars, then we can't holler.
Okay.
That's it.
Because you are putting yourself in a box as soon as you expose that sort of thing, where like then the Kardashian types are just not gonna. Because they're going to look at you like a snitch, honestly.
It's over. You burnt the spot.
Yeah.
You burnt the spots, man. I can't fuck, you know.
I mean, these rich, famous girls, they don't sell drugs or shoot people, but they have a code the same way. And they look at a dude who's able to keep his mouth shut as like very valuable, and a guy who's just going to go blabber his sexual conquest to the world.
Yeah.
It's not going to go so well, right?
No. Not at all, my boy.
That's good to know. But, okay, you can actually listen to Sexy Red, because my girl was asking me this. My girl's like, do you listen to Sexy Red, and do your friends listen to Sexy Red? I said, yes, we actually do. We actually think that she makes good music, and I ain't never heard none of these dudes talk about Lotto. No offense, Lotto, or like a lot of other girls. Like, it's just somehow Sexy Red ticks the boxes that make us feel like she's one of them guys.
Because she like the trenches. She like speak that hood.
Fuck that ski that went crazy. I'm like, I'm talking about, I went over to my mama's house. I went there, my little brother ski. I'm like, bro, turn that off.
What, bro?
Ski. I'm like, what the fuck?
So many videos of like little kids, classrooms full of elementary school kids screaming ski ye. But what is ski ye? Isn't that like nutting or something? It is, right? That's what I thought. Like, it's skeet. It's like saying skeet, right?
Nah, I think it's like, I don't know what it is. What it is? That's a good question.
She's from wherever she's from. That's probably like,
that's a slogan for low down. That's how we got our little slogan for low down and dirty.
Yeah,
that's a slogan for low down and dirty.
I was just picturing her saying that to the dude who knocked her up. Ski yee. And then he shot the club up, and all of a sudden she'd run around torn pregnant for the next 9 months.
No,
do you think I can find that? Ski yee meaning.
She just, sexy. That's probably they hood slang for sure.
Yeah. Oh, wait. Oh, yeah. The St. Louis rapper explained where the term comes from and has to do with her native city. Red says that the term is something that geeks or people addicted to drugs will shout out as someone they find attractive. So if you geeked up in the club and you see a bad, you say ski, which, okay.
Wait, they made that to a definition. They got a definition.
That's what the first article.
That's basically that like, come here.
That's according to BET.com. We got to trust BET.
Trust BET.
Damn. So y'all about to start screaming ski?
Nah, you know our thing is J's, you know?
Yeah. You guys be pushing the J line heavy now, huh?
Yeah, hell.
Does that mean you guys are J cats?
Nah, you're
a bunch of cats from the J's, right?
You might be a J cat, man. You might be a J
cat. So we can't say that. You guys are not claiming the J cat status.
Nah, hell no.
Okay. J cats?
J cats turned out and burnt the f out.
I got a lot of J cats around me.
You got a lot of J cats around you?
Of course. You ever seen who works here?
You need to get them away, bro. Yeah. You need to get them out here.
You need to get away from the J cats. You gonna be a J cat.
Yeah. You are who you hang around. That's a fact. Nah, but I mean, let's be real. You guys talk about lean and perks a lot on the tracks. It's only a matter of time, right?
Are we gonna turn out a J cat?
Somebody gonna put you in the J cat category.
I don't even do perks.
You don't. You abstain. He got no fear. He be rapping about it all the time.
I ain't gonna lie. I was coughing up too much blood, man.
The perks had you coughing up blood?
Yeah, I stopped. with the purse, man.
Really?
Yeah, he all straight lean sipper, man. But I changed the past couple of days. I've been changed. I'm an alcoholic now.
A couple days, okay.
I've been sipping liquor. I've been sipping alcohol, man, going crazy.
Right, but then you got to leave the lean behind, too, or are you trying to balance both?
I got
to
leave the lean behind, man.
Yeah.
I've been doing that for too long.
They're both nasty, but the pills and the
I ain't gonna lie,
the lean will have you broke. You could drink alcohol. It's like reasonably priced, at least.
Yeah, I probably spent like 50 bands on Trish.
Really?
In a month, 50 bands on drink.
What the f***? You must have a hell of a plug.
Yeah. Something like that.
The plug turned up.
I want to take over on what you were purchasing. Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. Yeah, I went on the plug. The plug turned up.
Turned
my boy
up.
Got crazy.
Damn. Wait, what's your drug status like?
I smoke weed, do a little perks, but I ain't did no perks in a while. You know, they've been putting that fatty.
Right.
Yeah, that's kind of dangerous.
You got to worry about that?
Don't,
no matter,
don't do drugs.
No matter who your plug is, you got to worry about
the
fatty?
Man, hell yeah. Not even that, just yeah. Especially like if you're not getting it from, like, you know, your boy.
If it ain't come from across that counter.
I think I wouldn't buy nothing from you, though, Adam. I don't know.
From me?
Nah, I think I would.
You think I got the bad work? I'm a high-profile guy, so whatever I sell you, you got to trust me.
All right.
Or I could just not sell you any drugs. I'm sure you guys got some locals who can take care of that for you.
Pick it up.
But okay, are you guys still based out of the jungles, or where do you guys?
Come on, man, you know where we went. Come on, man.
You had to level up.
Come on, man.
We still in the trenches,
the motherfucking J side.
Yeah.
In the trenches, man. But we be, you know, we like you said, we still be in the hills. Yeah. You know, we do.
We level
like
that. We got cribs and stuff.
We got cribs and we going up in them hills and shit. You know, it's.
Yeah, bro, we ain't signed no major deal.
Yeah, you did.
We did.
Yeah, you did. I started seeing promo posts come through and they write articles and different. I know you guys signed some shit. You coming in here with A&Rs and shit.
Never.
I'm listening to the projects. You guys got hooks now and shit.
That's my street buddy. We met him in the trenches.
Okay.
Oh, man. Hold on, Adam. Nah. We would have been iced down.
What you talking about?
Iced down.
We
would
have been iced down. Fat Chris, like fat cars would have been pulling up.
What are you talking about? We distro deal.
You would have been at the big crib.
Ever seen a nigga run up millions off a distro?
I mean, yeah, probably. You could do it independently if you're hot. Yeah.
You said you thought we was in fat houses.
Yeah. I make a lot of street buddy.
Really?
Oh my god.
Still?
Come on, man.
Man, you can wear. Listen.
Nah. Distro deal.
Nah.
That's all.
Distro
deal.
We would have been iced down, my bro. No, we would have got that big old baggage and shit. You know.
So you're still working on that?
Yeah, no, we working on that.
You want to do the label thing?
Yeah.
Cause when
right now, though, I still, you know, go keep going, though.
When I listen to the music, I'm like, oh, okay, they're really taking it serious, which, you know, I don't know if I felt that way last time. Last time it felt like you guys didn't really have that much music out and stuff. But right now, okay, I go to listen to the most recent project on my drive to work. And then once I get to work, I realize, oh shit, they got two other albums that came out this year. So three full-length albums in a year, plus you got other shit that dropped in 2022. Is that the mentality? Like, we're going to really just make as much shit as possible, flood the streets, and really get where we're going fast?
Boy, we brought like 1,000 songs we ain't dropped yet.
Really?
You think that's something?
We got heat, bro. We got heat, bro. I ain't gonna lie.
Heat.
That's like, we ain't even get to, like, we fully, like,
you. We got to get this in my
brain. We ain't even doing anything we're supposed to do.
Yeah. Yeah, we still, like, it's still work to be done.
Right.
It's still work to be done, bro.
We feel like
you
say
you got to do some research, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like my boy Lil Reese, you got to do some research. You know?
We got to do research.
You got to do research.
I was impressed. I was pissed off that I didn't have time to listen to the other two tapes today because I was really impressed. Yeah. It's like, I don't know, some of the hooks and shit, it just sounded like, oh, okay, they're working with producers and shit who know what they're doing. Like, they're actually really trying to make songs.
Shout out my boys, man. They be giving us them hot beats. I know who the fuck y'all are, man. Yeah. Crazy, bro. I know who y'all are, man. Shout out the team, too.
Yeah, what's going on with Ron? You guys kidnap him or something?
Nah, I mean, you know, that's our boy, man.
I seen some pictures of you guys with him in the hood, just looking. No. He looked a little scared. Like, I was like, bro, they got to
He welcome in the trenches, man.
I
didn't want to say it, but like, I was like, Ron, you sure you good? I had to call him.
Nah, that's
like,
our boy. Right? Yeah, shout out Ron, bro.
Okay.
He's our boy.
Dope producer,
he tapped in for
Shit Show. Like, that was like big, you know, like got his name, got a little, you know, in his lane and all the shit. He tapped in for Shit Show. Like, instantly tapped in. Like, y'all, I want to work. Let's do it.
Right.
And pulled up all the shit.
Like,
all
right.
Yeah.
So we have a lot of conversations about like the health of the LA scene and how much the scene supports each other and shit like that. Do you guys feel like you have the city behind you and that the city is then properly supporting you guys? But then the other thing to say about LA is it's so political that nobody can work with each other. Nobody fucks with each other, and that holds the city back.
I mean, it damn is.
It could be that. And then I just feel like if motherfuckers just see you working, putting in that work, motherfuckers gonna fuck with you. Feel me? Like when we first came out, like a lot of motherfuckers, you know how we came out, like nigga, game bang, all the shit. Like a lot of motherfuckers didn't wanna fuck with us. But for me, Sad tapped in, bro. Like, you know, and he a Crip, you know what I'm saying? Tapped in. That like broke a lot of barriers. So it's like once people just see you working, bro, I feel like they gonna tap in no matter what. Like, you know what I'm saying? Cause at the end of the day,
once they see it's not like,
it's not like
joking or you just, cause you, if they thought like we probably just went out there to make diss songs and shit, they wouldn't tap in how they tapped in. But they see we really like,
was
about this shit. Like,
you know what I'm saying? Like, that was us, genuinely. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
nah, but for sure, bro, they gone.
But have you seen things in terms of like the industry and everything that makes you feel like, all right, we want to diss people
honestly,
less?
I'm not really like tapped in with the industry and shit. Like, I don't really like pay attention to it. So I really couldn't tell you. Yeah. But like the shit I do see, shit, I just say like, yeah, LA just got to get more together. Like, and the fans, they really like, or the people that's pushing them, they really don't push until you like really like on. Type shit.
That's low-key why I've been just stuck on, like, when I be making music lately, like, I've been focused on making shit, like, everybody gonna feel or the whole world gonna everybody ain't gonna stand behind you if 99% of the motherfuckers don't feel you. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? They don't want to just hear...
And it's already, like, label, it's like, L.A. rappers don't know how to, expand their music.
We got, like, one sound type shit, like, we don't know, you know, so we need to be, like, you know?
They already never heard me sing it.
But there is a lot of singing going on between you guys. A lot of auto-tune, a lot of different stuff.
What, I got try some shit to cut. I'm singing. Shit. I'm talking about auto-tune and all. Y'all gonna see y'all just say.
So you got it? You just haven't dropped any of it yet?
I ain't gonna lie. I'm down there. How they gonna take that? Like, people
singing?
This nigga like heartfelt type shit? Like, nah, not P4, man. Nah, hell no, not P4.
What made you want to go in that direction, though?
Man, I want to make something everybody gonna feel. Mm. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to just be... In this one circle, I have these amount of people just fucking with me just because I'm speaking about this because they like it. Mm. I want to make something the whole world going to feel. Everybody going to turn up to. It's going to fill the whole venue up.
Yeah,
you know
like,
what I'm saying?
Like the whole, like you said, like the whole LA could support, you feel me? Push.
Right.
Like you said, it's going to be hard to get LA to
LA behind need to step the fuck up and motherfucking get together and stop fucking playing. That's what the fuck we need to do. Because everybody else, that's what the fuck they doing. Straight up.
But how can you say that when you dissed fucking
so
half
fucking
the hoods in LA?
So what? Nah,
but look, you got to understand, look. A lot of
you're the one keeping them from getting together.
All right, but look, we not. But that's back
then.
You just listened to how many albums? How many albums you listened to without dissing?
I didn't hear anything on the album that I listened to today.
You feel me? But it wasn't no dissing.
No, I didn't hear nothing.
That's what he said.
It's no dissing. And we pushing for that. Like, we not... coming out saying fuck them, or we not even like saying, just like, even though we not doing music with other motherfuckers, we not saying fuck them.
Uh-huh.
But we know, like you said, it's politics, so of course we not gonna do music with certain people, like, you feel me?
Right.
But it's like, don't even bring it up because it's not gonna happen. You feel me? Like, it's not saying like it's, you feel me, we really from this shit and they really from where they from.
Hmm.
So it's just, you know,
I mean, there's a difference between doing music with people and just like making music that basically insults and kind of throws dirt on the names of a lot of different people in the city, in terms of, you know, there's a lot of like elder statesmen, like 40, 50 year old dudes who are in the industry from LA who hear stuff that you guys said in your first couple songs and be like, nah, I ain't fucking with that. Which, to be fair, a lot of them, I think, do fuck with you guys despite that shit. Because I remember last time you came through here, obviously a bunch of Crips and No Jumper and shit, and none of them were hating. They were all like kind of just happy to see some dope shit coming out of the city regardless of what was being said.
It's,
you know,
hard, bro, cause it's hard.
Yeah, so what it's about hard. Like, you feel me, we raise where we raised at.
It's hard.
So
right,
that's what we go talk about, just like they talk about what they talk about. We don't feel no type of way, or just cause they didn't get the eyes that we had got, like, you feel, we just got hurt. Honestly, cause there's a lot of people rapping how we rap still to this day.
You gotta keep it real though. That first song we dropped, when I damn near dissed every hood in one song. but what it do? How many views it got?
Got the attention on you.
Exactly. Yeah. We wasn't, you know what I'm saying? We ain't worried about y'all, but it was the attention grabber. Y'all grabbed it. You know what I'm saying?
Nigga,
y'all clicked it.
Again, nigga wasn't like.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
We know, like, nigga, what they say, we didn't know, but we didn't do it, like, to where, like, you know, like, on purpose or, like, intentional to where, like, yeah, we
genuinely
driving in there for that. Like, nah,
being
no,
us.
It just, it was just us. It's just, nigga, it's just how we.
But if you look at, like, the career, like, the long career of, like, somebody like a Lil Durk, it's like he starts out doing drill music for 5, 6, 7 years, and then he gets number one hits now from doing songs with Drake and J. Cole and making crazy shit that's more melodic and auto-tuned out and sounding like Future.
Out of here, blue, out of here. It'll be crazy. That's the mission.
It's crazy though, because if Durk came out making that kind of music, it probably wouldn't have hit the same.
It's too early.
He built up like a foundation of people seeing him as a real reputable, respected guy where he's from. And like sometimes I see rappers do the transition too quick.
Yeah, and it's too early.
Yeah.
Mm.
But okay, part of what I seen happen with you guys though is that like you come out. And there's like all these hype beast motherfuckers who just want to interview you guys, who want to like, you know, get contact, put you wherever, like do stuff. And then once it hits like, you know, you guys been famous for 3, 4, 5, 6 months, it's like all of a sudden some of those people are just kind of disappear.
Hell yeah.
And then it's like it's on you to make your shit ring out and to get people to pay attention. Do you feel like that? Like you had like a lot of sort of fake people showing love early on and then that kind of fades away quickly?
Yeah, but sometimes it'd be hard to tell to separate the real from the fake because it'd be 1,000, it'd be 1,000,000 motherfuckers, but you'd be surprised how many fake motherfuckers will watch you on purpose.
Also, then it's just, they seen the motion. They just seen, they seen the work.
It's really
like,
it's you. Like,
it's just, it's all on you. It's how you working. Mm. Once they see, you know what I'm saying? Like, bro, we came like crazy, bro. We didn't know what the fuck. We was just coming,
bro. Yeah, we don't know nothing about
we didn't shit, like when we first came out, bro, we was dropping on YouTube, bro. We didn't
know nothing.
We didn't even have DSPs or nothing. We was just dropping. Yeah. So you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just crazy. Like that shit.
Like all the people that fucked with us, we really like genuinely appreciate it.
Yeah,
like,
hell yeah.
It wasn't though like so it'd be if on, they was showing fake love, we couldn't see it. Type shit like we couldn't even see it
because you're brand new. You don't really know. Yeah. You don't know what's real and what's not real because it's the first time you ever seen it. You know,
it's the first time for sure. Like we couldn't see it at all. So shit, I get what you're saying for sure because a lot of people that wasn't too. Was fucking with us. Nah, you feel me? So it's like yeah, nigga know what you're talking about, but it's not really on them. It's not about fake. It's like really the work. Yeah. You feel me? Like what we do.
But what's crazy is that if you accidentally make a number one song tomorrow, then you're gonna start to realize like so you're the fake ones because now you're back because this song is going crazy and I got $1 billion in my bank account. That's gonna kind of really make you realize like
how I go right.
Yeah, but I mean at the same time you kind of can't blame them because they're doing their shit, they just work.
Everybody working, you know, everybody got a job, bro. Everybody right. doing what they do, bro.
So definitely
it ain't no.
But you getting introduced to the sort of hipster mentality of, that a lot of people view rap music through. But okay, so I mentioned earlier like when YG had you guys come out and be in his video or whatever, was that Travis Scott or was it YG? Who am I thinking of?
It was a YG video.
Right, okay. But when I saw something like that, I was wondering like, oh, they're gonna end up doing music together soon. Did that not happen because you guys just aren't industry enough to go out of your way to make that kind of thing happen? Or how do you see that?
That shit in the mix right now.
Oh, it is.
That shit in the mix. Shit's in the mix.
We've been running. We've been in studio with all the shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the first time with the Travis, y'all think he was talking about we was with Travis Scott and 808 Mafia.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Herbal,
all them niggas. Yeah. The niggas cool, bro. All them niggas cool, bro.
Right.
It's a lot of shit that we did without the camera seeing.
Yeah, we've been in the studio with the music.
Because that was one thing I was saying when we were reviewing the YG and Tyga album, was I was like, this album's cool, but I feel like it needs some young LA energy. I'm like, why not get the Baby Stone Gorillas on a project like this? But then at the same time, it's like, I feel like you guys on the track on that album is going to like kind of make it clear like you guys are young energy versus these dudes are comparatively they've had like 10-15 year careers. That might not be what somebody like them wants to do because it's maybe gonna sort of highlight the fact that they've been around forever, and I don't know, maybe that's just not in the best interest of certain artists.
Be that. Nah, but nah,
yeah, He fuck with us. He brought us out to one of the forum.
Red Cup Tour. Red Cup Tour. Yeah. Brought we came out when he was in L.A.
Shit was lit, bro.
That shit was too crazy. It was like a fucking party. I ain't gonna lie.
He brought out like we see niggas, all the other.
You know,
all like Big Sean's. And...
It was crazy. Big Sean.
It was crazy.
Bitches?
No, rappers. We seen bitches too.
Get in the mic if you can.
Ruby Rose was there. All them bitches.
Ruby Rose. Oh my God. That's another blood princess.
Bragging.
Does she count?
Hell yeah.
She mean, I don't know.
She was running the buzz.
I think Playboy Cardi put her on.
She was with all the buzz.
Or something.
She was with the buzz. She was outside, bro. I don't know.
She was outside.
She was outside.
Is she a 10?
She bad.
She got to be a 10, right?
Yeah. I didn't even know that was her, though.
For the modern social media age, I think you got to give Ruby Rose 10 status.
She there.
We got to throw her
you
in the mix.
You seen it, right?
Yeah. She there. Yeah. What?
Give her
I
ass
couldn't stop. You was right there.
What'd you say?
Give her ass 10 tens.
Can't stop.
That's 100. okay. All right. So there was this other song, J District, and there was like a crazy ass standoff with the cops in the middle of the 7-Eleven. And the homie who's not here, Five Mud, she got arrested, right?
That's crazy because we pulled up to the 7-Eleven. It was me and him in the car, and police pull up behind us. I'm like, damn, the police behind us. But you know, it's like a regular, like, damn, the police, because we know that's a set. So we like, damn, Brad's behind us. But we thinking this is about to be a regular like, pull over.
Like,
nigga, they seen the homie. They like, oh yeah, we got what? They called back up.
We had that motherfucking swarm in 5 seconds. Swarm.
They seen my boy, you know.
5 seconds.
And what, he had a warrant, or they just...
you got a warrant in the set, bro. It could be a traffic warrant, bro. They called another motherfucker like, bro, they getting a SWAT team.
Like, you to knock the nigga down in broad daylight.
They called a SWAT team, bro.
Really?
Even on you, Adam.
See, they start clutching.
That's why I'm not going to your neighborhood. I spent a lot of time in. I've been to Jim Gilliam Park many, many times in my life. I ain't going back.
Come on, bro. You good, bro.
I'll go back with you guys and security. But we used to be out there all the fucking time. So that was why it was kind of weird when I got older and realized, like, oh, that's a fucking legendary hood right there. And I was out there riding bikes and skateboarding with everybody.
For sure. You sent me the shit when they were skating right there. You said, what you know about this? I'm like, all right, right now.
I think they put some caps on those ledges, though, so I don't feel like people go there anymore.
It's over, right? It's over, yeah.
Those green ledges. If you watch the BMX videos that we filmed in 2014, that was, like, one of the only places we would go to. And I
always see y'all back there.
We always see y'all back there.
I've seen a few hard-looking dudes walking through the park, but it was mostly pretty chill.
If you park in the front and walk to the back, because we be seeing, like, some skaters get out in the parking lot, and they walk to the back. If that was your
If you guys knew back then how expensive all their camera gear was, you probably would have been rich as fuck before the music.
We were looking for it the whole time. It was in the back.
I mean, there were times I would pull up to those ledges and see like five dudes getting out of a van, and I'm like listening to them talking shit, and they're from fucking France. And they're pro skateboarders, and they came to L.A., and they went to your fucking neck of the woods to just grind some green flat ledges.
Just to get that one spot.
I still be seeing, like, legendary, a couple bro. Here and there, legendary. Too. That's
legendary.
Crazy. They put the skate park back. Remember the DGK niggas
was the under tennis courts right there. They put the little skate park.
Whole time, DGK niggas was up there.
Yep. Yeah, Shout out DGK.
People probably wouldn't be going there as much if they knew that it was kind of dangerous.
Yeah. It was crazy.
It's not, like...
Back then, 2014, 2013 and shit.
Well...
Yeah, it was.
We're not reason to bother pedestrians.
Yeah, we ain't messing, man.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, but we ain't messing with no.
When I went to the Nickerson Gardens, I go around the corner and realize there's a fucking skate park right there. I never seen it in a video ever my whole life, because it's an area where realistically, if you're just some random skateboarder, you probably don't want to go there. But I would say the same thing about that fucking park. It's probably not the best place to go if you're just a random person. But they're getting it in.
Yeah.
Okay. We had a major controversy on here because we brought a guy from Texas on who was claiming to be a gay Crip. And everybody had an opinion about this.
I've seen that shit.
And I would like to know if you guys would welcome him to your neck of the woods.
Hell no.
Or if you would tell him that he's not invited.
Well, I was showing you that shit.
Nigga, don't you bring your ass around here.
Hell no, you better not.
That's some out-of-town shit that wouldn't fly around here?
They fly around here. Keep that shit in H-Town.
Really?
Well, wherever.
Or Fort Worth. Dallas, yeah, or something.
I don't
some
know why the fuck they was I don't know who the fuck was promoting that name. I don't know.
Yeah.
It was wild.
I don't know. I guess they just got different protocols out there.
Yeah, I seen him posting it. I seen No Jumper.
Do you think that a real LA Crip should sit down with someone who's pushing that kind of line, or was that maybe not the best idea?
You could tell that nigga was playing or something. Like,
he pushed the line. Like, he did a little extra. He did two. Nah.
I mean, he was having fun with it. Nah. He was throwing out
him,
his power.
If a nigga see him in person, you think, like, a nigga would have did something to him? Hell no. Nah. Nigga would have probably, like...
You walk to the other side of the street, right?
Nigga would have, like, walked right past blood.
Yeah, nah. You ain't on that shit. Don't come over here with that shit.
You guys, like, your form of being woke in 2023 is just being, like, Nah. But you're not going to commit a hate crime.
Nah, hell no. That's what it is. Like, you know, once you start doing all that extra shit, because they got...
Yeah.
It's crazy. It's crazy now.
They got their own laws.
They got their own laws and shit now. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, nigga don't even bother them people. Like, don't even bother them. Nigga don't say nothing to them.
The baby said something about dudes having AIDS.
Man, over here.
Goodbye.
Out of
here. He got it back, though.
He's screwed.
He got it back, though.
He got it back.
By the grace of God, he got it back.
Yeah, but he probably not going to get a Walmart deal. Well, he probably wasn't going to get a Walmart deal anyway, because he killed somebody there. But just in general, he probably... A lot of deals that like might have escaped that aren't coming back. Like, everyone knows that.
Everybody do that.
Yeah. You guys got Walmart?
Yeah, Walmart.
How was it?
I ain't been in Walmart in a minute.
It's cool.
You ever seen the baby there?
Nah.
Walmart ain't really bracking like that in LA.
Nah, not no more. It's just like
I go to Target.
People go there though still.
They catch you at Walmart, you bum.
Well, Walmart really is the blue one and Target's the red one, so I guess that makes sense.
Target hella high though, bro. I ain't gonna lie to you, bro.
Branding wise,
bro, you can pay it.
Target's expensive.
Target,
hell yeah.
No.
The three piece bed said
expensive.
Like $200.
Target is expensive, bro.
Yeah, like what the fuck?
Target expensive, bro.
It's kind of.
I nigga Adam ain't tripping off that shit.
Well, yeah, but
I
mean, now when you
Adam rich as hell, that's
like
why.
$20 million.
You're right.
In
but then if you compare it to like Amazon, everything's kind of expensive, right?
Nah, cause they just price match really.
Really?
Yeah, they price match. They like.
You know, I never online shopped really. My girl, nah. I see my girl doing that, and I'm like, damn, that's how you do it.
I don't really like doing it though, cause they don't get the right shit sometimes. So I don't really like. It be looking big on the screen, but when you get it be all like small ass box and shit. I should have just went to the store and got it.
I heard chicks talking about like, oh, all I do is buy shit off Instagram, clothes and shit. I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? I've never seen some clothes I even thought about.
That's the shit that be popping up. Nigga be seeing shit on Instagram.
You ever scroll down and be like, sponsor ads?
Like on the shit when you're going
through
stores.
You see clothes and shit?
Fashion over all
shit. It be hard shit, but nah, I ain't bought nothing on Instagram.
I saw some little kid pajamas that I bought off a Instagram ad the other day, though. My daughter would think these are funny because you can color them in. I'm like, that's a good Christmas present. That'll make her laugh.
Yeah, that's dope.
Yeah, that's dope right there.
But I don't really like, but sometimes I'll see some stupid ass pants on Instagram over and over, and then I'll just see one of the homies wearing them, and I'll be like, oh, okay, some people are buying that shit. Okay, how do you feel about the strength of the LA scene right now? I don't know, I was just talking about like the support you guys receive, but like when we talk about like some of the other cities in the country, like Chicago or New York or whatever, sometimes then I look at LA and I'm like, it's like, not as much support in LA these days as I would maybe expect, like, or just not as many hot artists coming out of LA as you would maybe expect. Like, do you feel that? Is that a little bit of the feeling? Like LA's hip hop scene might be a little bit cold right now.
No, it's not even that it's cold. It just gotta be like just more support, bro. More locking in.
Whoever,
we know we lock in as far as behind the scene, but fans want to see that more. So you know what I'm saying? I say we should just show it more and shit like that. And then, cause we know, like, man, we know people, we fuck with each other for shit show, bro. Little do people know we see each other all day on these fucking phones and all the shit like that. So it ain't hard to just share some or fucking hit somebody up or even nigga, come on, let's take this fucking picture or whatever. Like, you know what I'm saying? That shit don't be hard, bro. So motherfuckers just gotta do it. Because that's all everybody else doing.
Right. But sometimes it feels like there's just not as many, like when you look at Chicago, there's so many up and coming artists that are kind of doing a lot of numbers and a lot of views and stuff. And then I look at you guys and I'm like, okay, they're an example of that coming out of LA right now, but there's not that many of them.
But it's like we get labeled like, nigga can't go rap, bro. Nigga, that's how I be feeling. Like, nigga can't even go rap, bro. It's like... Nigga can't go rap, bro. Nigga try to put some shit out. They don't fuck with it.
Who?
J. Just like people.
The people?
Yeah, the people.
Do you mean if you're taking risks to like do some auto-tune shit or some more melodic shit, or you just mean in general?
Just like in general, like you gotta, like example, before, like you see how when we was rapping before we made that hit song, uh-huh. A lot of people wasn't tuning in because like we don't know what sound they want to hear. Like it's kind of hard to find that sound in LA. Like, what the fuck do people want to hear?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right now people on that party shit. So
yeah, like,
but yeah.
Yeah, because I mean that album I listened to today, it was like a lot of the songs seem like they're kind of focused around making girls shake their ass and stuff that you can maybe play in the club and shit. Is that just something you realized of like, oh, this is going to be the shit that's going to move? Or is that like industry people giving you advice and shit?
No, it's just something that we notice in our shit. Mm. Like we notice like we need to make some more like ass shaking shit. Like, you know, people know us for like, you know, yeah, doing what we do and shit.
That's
like
just
that.
Interesting though, because I feel like Chicago artists never end up doing that. But LA artists always end up doing that.
Yeah, probably something we just got to, you know, stick to the script, huh?
What is that? It's like, well, there's a lot of partying that goes on here.
Exactly. You know, they ain't doing no partying. Well, they are, but yeah, they and then, you know, that way, once you they states and shit is closer to each other, so they be jumping states to party and shit like that, you know. Right. Niggas are scared of Chicago to go party.
And them niggas don't party out there. Phone them party with the Glock.
Yeah, like, they ain't gonna get shot the fuck up. And
or
shit,
the Switchiana.
Yeah,
I forget which one of you guys said that, but I was wondering, what's a Switchiana?
Switchiana, I don't.
Switch,
what's
to get
the
twerking
what's
like a bitch?
You tell me. How do you end up combining those words? The Tatiana and the Switch come together? Oh, no. I never hear LA rappers talking about Switches, though. I feel like it's a well-kept secret.
That for sure. You heard
you
know.
The motherfuckers see how much time they motherfuckers have. You heard.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Charleston White. Yeah, but, hey, you know. See the Charleston White interview? And he was like, he said he got Switches. I got Switches. He said, you got Switches. You know what? Oh, no. I got binary Switches. The gun, the mother, you shoot, oh, boom, 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 boom. Binary, nigga. Binary. Yeah, look at that. He said, nigga, Mo, how many times I got to tell your ass? Binary Switches, nigga.
No cap. Nah, we ain't fucking around.
Nah, but that shit is fucking crazy. When you see a video of somebody using one of them things and it's just... little ass thing. It's just like, what the... I'm just like, what the fuck, bro, on that little ass thing?
And then if you put a drum, bro, them motherfuckers shoot... they shoot 100 shots less than 10 seconds.
Yeah. I mean, it's just too much. It's just, you don't need... That's too much, right? We gotta draw the line somewhere. That's out of control.
It's out of control, bro.
That's a lot. You like Charleston White? He's somebody you're a fan of?
Man, he a funny ass
guy. But he wishes death on all the gang members.
Nah, he just funny than a motherfucker.
So you can kind of put that to the side because he's
yeah,
so funny?
Yeah, I gotta watch that. He'll be on his ass. I mean, he be talking about niggas be on
yeah,
him.
Yeah, he right.
They caught him sitting in the court. Hey, Seth, look at your snitch ass. What?
Yo, you fuck with him. Like,
nigga.
Type of
I follow him on purpose.
Take
I gotta
serious,
watch him.
Yeah, yeah,
he's an old fryer, nigga.
Take him serious,
you said what,
old
nigga?
Fry,
fuck
nigga.
You.
Fry, man.
He's a community activist, you know?
Hey, I thought he was doing that shit, like, you know, because people get paid to do that shit.
Right.
That's really, I thought he was getting
him,
paid to do
that's,
like,
him.
That's
him.
I watched enough interviews of him to be like, oh, okay, this
that's
is him. Really who this dude is. Yeah.
Yeah.
You interviewed him?
Yeah, nah. Say you don't fuck with me. He said, I'm not as kind of white boy. He said, I like black people too much.
Oh, wow. What?
He said he likes his white boys racist.
Oh, man. Ain't no way, boy.
I'm still kind of confused.
He old though. He kind of old. You know, he from the South.
Hey, that's Uncle Ruckus.
Yeah, well, he came out here and tried to be a Crip at one point.
Nah, hey, I just lied about him. I was going to say something. Why do you want to play with him? He going to say, that bitch, no gorilla, niggas.
LGBSG, whatever the fuck it is. He going to say something like that.
He
going
to say some crazy shit.
We
going to be OL. He going to what?
What about anybody else? Like, who's your favorite, like, internet dudes in the game? Like,
Marco.
A nigga Marco, a nigga yeah. Desi, yes, a nigga yeah. Desi Bang, hilarious. Oh, uh-huh. Man, they funny
oh, wait,
as hell.
Wait, what I just seen? The nigga, he did the Temptation skit. The nigga,
What was that? Skin Bone. Skin bone. Yeah.
What about FYB J-Man?
J-Man funny as hell. Talk about you. What about their cereal? What's the best cereal right here? What's the best cereal? What's the whoop, man? Hell yeah. What, they good?
He and the office.
Hey, J-Man, man. We need some boxes, man. We need you to pull up.
Do you guys be whooping?
Yeah, we
don't
whoop.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He should try.
Man, you got to tap in with the whoops, man.
I be for sure watching him on Instagram.
Let's try him.
For sure.
You got to get your shit back from Thunky, man.
Oh, yeah. Get it back in blood,
yeah,
J-Man.
You got to get your shit back from Thunky, man.
Fruity Pebbles.
Let me see what he's hitting for.
J-Man, you better not be.
All right, the whoops is whooping, bro. The whoops is whooping, bro.
No, you put the Fruity Pebbles.
You think they're Fruity Pebbles?
He put the Fruit Loops in the box.
That has been rumored.
And put his face on it.
Sue your ass, J-Man. Don't let them taste this cereal.
Do not let them taste it. All right, show, because they going to come for your ass.
Hold on, though. Adam, bro.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Oh,
what is that, bro? What's that?
I take that down. That was my introduction to the Mandingo Hall of Fame. Jason Lee.
Bro, you gotta take that down.
You ever heard of Jason Lee?
Nah.
He's a homosexual man who runs Hollywood Unlocked.
Well, you gotta take that down.
He gave me the Mandingo Award. I'm still wondering what to think of that.
Bro, come on, bro.
And see those right there? Those are Gay Tony's glasses right there, the orange ones.
Did he gave you them too?
Yeah, he left them here.
That's your boy.
That's my boy. Yeah.
We don't want to know about Gay Tony.
Yeah. He dropped his flag, so he's going in a positive direction now.
Oh, he's straight now?
Yeah, he's cutting hair. No. Oh, he's still gay. He's just not a crip.
That's the gay. What's his name, nigga glasses?
Yeah, Tony Wilrich.
Wow.
I'm still looking for my Tony Wilrich of L.A. He's got to be out there somewhere.
No, he's not. No.
Ain't too many, you know, it ain't.
Yeah, no, I don't know. But, yeah, so you guys have been whooping for a long time, though. Do you find the cereal kind of offensive, or is it just kind of confusing to you?
I'm busting, man. I'm smooth. I'm hit different, man. You know what I'm saying?
It hit different.
Cool. I'm doing this thing, man, the whoops.
Yeah.
You
know is he out?
Yeah, he out, man.
Yeah, yeah. But just for people from L.A., I feel like the whole whoop thing might hit a little different.
Yeah, no.
There's a history of whooping out here.
Yeah,
you know?
No.
Now we can just eat whoops.
Didn't he go to jail for some shit and some weed or some shit like that?
He did get arrested at one point. Maybe in, I forget. Was it in Chicago or like, no, Atlanta, I think.
Be tripping like that off of weed out there?
They got, my boy finally sent that Cash App and got him out or something.
Let me tell you.
My nigga Bibby finally sent that Cash App, got my boy out. It hit different.
The thing about J-Maine is that people don't know, like 10 years ago, he was smoking on everybody in Chicago and shit. So he's like permanently afraid that they're going to run down on him. So he moves a very certain type of way. Nobody has ever had such a big problem coming in here as J-Maine. Because he didn't want to say goodbye to his little friend. He didn't want to say bye to the whoops, if you will. And it was a whole thing. You had to really, really work hard to come to a solution of that. You know? Usually people are like, all right, cool.
He came with one box?
He came with the box with the Extendo box edition as well, yes. It was like another piece that was coming out of the whoops. That was really hard.
I swear to God.
He was over whooping.
He was over whooping.
That was hilarious, bro.
Okay. So, yeah, part of the reason why I wanted to have you guys on here is because so recently – I had some people coming on the podcast and they were claiming that No Jumper is looking like a little too crippy and that we might look like we are now Neighborhood Jumper, which I am objecting to. That's not our intention at all. But do you ever get that idea? Like, oh, we might not be welcome on No Jumper anymore because it might be a vote blue no matter who platform?
Yeah, man. We here. Throw me on the podcast. Throw one of us on the podcast.
Oh, you want to be a host?
Hell yeah.
Which of you guys would be the best host?
I don't know, man.
Yeah, we talk the most.
We gotta do some research, Adam. Let's do it, man.
Yeah, we could do our homework.
Let's figure it out. Let's do some homework, man.
But wait, you don't think you could handle it? I don't think you could get up on time.
I won't.
I don't know why. I just get that vibe from you that you might not be able to wake up at 9 to get here on time.
He always at my door.
Nah, man. What's it called, though? Shit, man. You got cool, bro.
You think we should be more equal opportunity, though? Really go out of our way to involve every different faction of L.A., or does it not matter?
Man.
Yeah, for sure.
You're not worried about it?
You can go through. You need to always
have a Baby Stone Gorilla, everybody, No Jumper, Mansion.
You can for sure
party.
Go through L.A. You know, it's good. It's talented people and shit out here, like, you know. Good people that know some good.
You need
like,
to get back.
Know how to talk.
Yeah,
and all this shit
put
like
some
that.
Regulars on here.
Yeah, like, you know.
I think I need to import a bunch of Chicago guys and just kind of go that direction with it.
Yeah,
because then it's like less messy out here.
You know what you can do? You probably already got some shit like that though. You just get like just snatch somebody up from each little piece of each city that you go to. Like you know, like
Chicago,
just for me, just grab somebody like you know.
I need to find the Crip Mac of the jungles.
Nah.
Yeah, nah, no, man. He ain't got nobody over there. He fried, bro. He cooked,
bro.
Man,
that nigga not cooked, like, bro. He not.
Yeah, we ain't nobody
right.
like that. That's he doing some extra. Man, ain't nobody doing that no more, man. What the fuck? Ain't nobody doing that.
Okay, he doesn't have to be exactly like him, but just somebody with that level of like entertainment. Because people always tell me, oh, bro, you think Crip Mac is so unique? There's a guy like him in every hood. I'm like, bring me the guy from your hood who is as fucking entertaining as Crip Mac. There's not that many.
No, because they got relatable shit that he do, but it's not like how he do it.
Yeah.
He too, like, internet with it. Like, you internet, bro. It's niggas really out here fried. Like he said, it's somebody in the hood that's really out here fried, bro.
Just
like
cooked.
But that nigga, he likes internet. Like, how you go be fried, like, for the internet?
But if anything, that's why he's good at it, is because he's crazy as fuck, but then he's figured out how to, like, kind of make the YouTube shorts and shit like that. Because when I met him, he didn't really know how to do all that.
He retired. He ain't that challenged. He challenged, but he, like you said, he know how to maneuver it and get his brag and do all the shit.
See, there's more fried niggas out there that don't know how to do that.
Yeah, that man.
Yeah, wow, never going to do that.
But I was mad when he called Blueface the Custerface. Because I got a birthday party coming up and Blueface is performing.
Oh, shit.
And it's like, once he said that, somebody on Blueface team hits me. Huh?
Why you calling that?
Okay, because he was dissing Blueface. Then he saw Blueface at the Drewski event and they were cool. But then right after that, Blueface put out a song where he said something about Crip Mac making fun of him in the song or some shit. Oh, so I pissed him off. Felt the need to talk
wait, wasn't,
shit.
Wasn't he? Then y'all were just texting this shit, huh? You and Mac?
Me and Crip Mac?
Yeah. Wasn't y'all finna fight and shit like that?
Yeah. Nah,
what happened? What?
All right, well, I can ask you guys a question.
You had just asked us in a way, but you didn't say no names.
I did see that shit. He was mad.
Like a couple questions before, you just asked us, but you ain't say no names. Like, you was, go ask it.
What?
You asked the question before, but you ain't like say no name.
I did, but I forget whose name I was censoring out of I asked somebody, I think I asked a trans woman if she was down to, if she wanted to hook up with Crip Mac. Okay. She said no. She said he was disgusting or something. And then he was mad at me, like, even suggesting the idea of it. And I was like, bro, it's just content. It's just a little. And then he was talking about how he said he wouldn't get his ass eaten for $55 million. I'm like, bro, come on.
He told you to meet him in Snapchat.
This shit is 2 inches away from your ball sack. You're going to be all right.
Adam, bro, what the fuck?
I'm just saying, it can't be that big a deal. Even if I had not already got my ass eaten all these times, it's like, I wouldn't think it was that big a deal to do it.
55
million?
Take it that easy.
Think about the community center you could build in the 55th Street Alley. We're going to get rid of the fucking Yum Yum Donuts, and we're going to build a community center for people to rap in and play sports in.
How crazy is that?
You're going to be a hero to the culture, and then all you got to do is get your ass licked? You guys anti that too, though?
I don't know, man. I ain't doing that. Nigga ain't doing that, bro.
I don't
even like getting my balls and shit licked. Like,
really?
Nah, I ain't. It's too close to my ass.
I'll take a break to Tijuana if I ever
It's too close to my ass, man.
What? So you let a hooker in Tijuana lick your ass?
No, I said I'll take a break.
Oh. Wait, what you just say, Adam?
I thought he was saying that he would go to Hong Kong, the strip club in Tijuana, and get his ass licked.
Oh.
Nigga, Adam.
Hey, shout out TJ. TJ, you're crazy. You been to Hong Kong? You been out there? Crazy.
The first time I ever went there, I ended first up time. Fucking a couple different strippers in the back. With my girl. I went there with my girlfriend. All of a sudden, we're doing hella coke. We fucking strippers in the back of the club.
I ain't get to see that shit. I went with them the second
time. Not this girl. It was back in the day.
Oh, back in the day?
2010.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
How long you been into that? But how long you been like into like the whole
fucking hoes?
Yeah, like the fucking not
pretty much
fucking hoes.
As long as
like,
I can remember. Yeah.
Fucking hoes with your hoe.
Yeah, like into that and like on the porn, all that shit. Like, what got you into that, bro? Like,
you know how there's a type of dude who like as soon as you start fucking with a girl, like you fuck her two times, you start being like, so you got a friend? Mm-hmm. Bring your friend over.
Yeah, yeah.
I've always been on that way too hard.
I know the fuck out of him, get mad at me.
You know, like you don't like me. You just want to fuck my friend.
Well, she agreed to just rock out with you.
Yeah.
All right.
Pretty much.
No.
It just started happening. We're just having a good time.
You know, she rocking, man.
Yeah.
No.
Why? You guys got girlfriends?
No. Yeah.
What's the stroll around your way?
Hmm?
The stroll, the strip. Where do we go to find some street walkers around your section?
Oh, man, you know where to go, man.
I don't know.
Yes,
you know where to go.
Oh, the big one. That's the closest one to you guys, too.
Figure
okay.
Yeah. We from L.A.?
You know, yeah, man. You right around the corner.
You still hit it up from time to time or no?
I mean,
you got to support local workers?
I got to drive past Philly wherever you go. You know what I'm saying? So, nigga, like, damn, you know.
But is there something about Fig where people don't trip off the gang shit that much over there? Everybody's so happy to be just buying
hoes.
Pussy.
It's hoes. Yeah. It's hoes.
That's a beautiful thing.
It's hoes. See how crazy how the world work?
Yeah, it is crazy.
I mean, put a piece of pussy right there. Stop all type of shit.
Forget everything.
Crazy. Yeah, you
crazy.
Yeah, you
crazy.
Nigga,
huh?
Adam, the biggest pimp.
Crazy.
I never been over there though.
Yeah. You put your bitch on feet?
Hell no.
Ooh. No?
I don't even want to think about it. Yeah, I was thinking about filming a skit over there.
You're not putting the bitch down on feet?
I was thinking about dressing her up like a hooker and filming a skit where I'm wearing a big fur coat over there or some shit.
Yeah, like that.
But then I'm like, I don't know. They're going to mistake me for the real deal.
Hell no, they not, nigga.
Yeah, I got to bring some cops with me if I'm doing that one.
Hell no, don't bring no cops.
No, off duty, maybe.
No,
I need real protection if I'm going to do that shit.
Don't bring no cops.
That's a good
skit. I think you need to do that, though. That's perfect.
I'll bring him to Jim Gilliam.
Yeah, you could do that, too.
Yeah.
I'm going to be lit with
him. Okay. I got a couple more questions. There's the person who was asked that I was mentioning earlier, Snoopy Badass. I did an interview with him recently. Would you guys do a song with him, or is that not on the table?
Snoopy Badass.
You fuck with him?
Dude, I got to do some research. Yeah. I gotta do some research, Snoopy. Blah, oh, flame it, blah. Say you weak and nothing.
His music is good, bro. I'm just trying to get him in the door with some artists and shit.
He gotta do some.
He's from he's a Piru of some sort. I don't know. It's kind of up in there. I don't know. But he's been claiming.
He from LA, like out here. He from LA or he from?
Yeah.
He from like Piru, LA.
Yeah.
I gotta do some research, bro.
See, you see why it's so useful to say that. Yeah. You never have to answer a question. You can just be like, I'm gonna look into it.
Yeah, man.
Okay.
Yeah, research fight show.
Well, that's my blood pick in this whole thing, though. I think he got it. He got the juice going up.
Okay.
I'm gonna get him on a song with you guys, whether you like it or not.
I done set shit up.
So no more guns in the video? Is that era over?
Yeah. He ain't never had guns in the video.
Yeah, really. He did right in the beginning.
When?
The first couple songs.
Props, man. Everything is props.
We didn't have them.
Oh.
Everything is props.
Nah, I think you did. Him specifically.
Oh, no, man. I don't know nothing about that. Nothing.
You're making them things look good.
Pop guns. I'm on parole. I don't know about that, boy.
Nah, what's it called?
We never had guns in the video.
No?
No.
I could pull it up right now if you want.
No, you're going to see it's me with the 4-5.
Yeah, that's it.
Nah, but yeah,
that's just a slightly more specific gun. Yeah, yeah,
yeah, man. Nah, yeah, yeah. That was a prop gun. I bought that shit from Big Five.
Okay.
Yeah. That was the one and only.
Like you said, we did that. We
put that in just to like do a skit or something.
Oh, okay. But people told you that wasn't a good idea to keep doing that.
Nah, we just, you know, we ain't that, like, LA ain't that type of people to just be doing all that type of shit.
Fuck,
you know what I'm saying? Like, we ain't like them. Yeah, that ain't our culture.
You know,
we don't do that.
I seen somebody go viral on Instagram for whipping out a gun in a video, and the police was right there on the corner, and he was looking stupid.
Yeah,
in the
see? Like,
he had the gun in the camera. They said, bleep, bleep.
Watching
you. He started running like a motherfucker. I said, look at him.
Wow.
Don't you play, though. Yeah, play with that gun in broad day.
LA ain't that type of, like, you know, you gonna see him, but, like, no, we ain't that type to just be. Every video, all that, nah, hell no, nah, because shit be going on. Motherfuckers be on shit, and they going to come get your ass.
Yeah.
Like, our police be knowing us and shit, so, yeah, like, nah.
You think they're proud of you?
Who, police?
Yeah, they proud
of us. They be out for me from over there, what? Running from their ass and shit, making their job easier and all the shit. Hell uh-huh.
Yeah. But they be talking
but
shit.
Think, are they happy to see you making it up out there, or are they mad at you because they feel like you're also probably brainwashing the youth, to be honest?
Both. It could be both.
But
and they waiting on us to
We got some good police.
It's everything.
Too.
They happy and that, and they waiting on us to slip up.
Nah, some like, I'm happy you rapping and shit.
Yeah.
Mm. Like, they be saying like little good shit. But you know, they don't fuck with us still. They'll take my ass to jail right
That's
there.
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
Why are they telling
don't
me that?
I don't give a shit.
Well, I got
that.
Pulled over at Hollywood, bro. I pulled over. I rolled the window down, car full of smoke. He must have, like, he seen my tattoo because, you know, when you drive in a car, my tattoo face is.
Mm-hmm.
He said, military chopper with the skunk. Have a good day, bro.
Really?
Man, keep it up. I swear to God, I don't have anything.
He should lose his job for that.
You're not allowed to show favoritism like that.
What the fuck?
He said, keep it up on my mama. Why he asked me for my license. He asked me for
why he got to get fired?
Keep it up.
Wow.
He pulled off. Smoke out the window. Rolled the window up. Tip it. Kept going.
Got about it there.
That's a good cop right there.
Hell yeah. I fuck with him. Shout out.
People be noticing you? Police and shit be noticing you and shit or not?
Yeah. I feel like whenever I get pulled over, they know who I am. them and they kind of just chill out. Also, hey, I have no criminal records, so I think to a cop, that's like, wow, all right, he looks like he should have a criminal record and he doesn't, so fuck it.
And you white too.
And I'm white. Very white. Elephant in the room.
They don't be tripping.
Nah, because I was interviewing X4 the other day, and he told me the cops are proud of him in his area, and they just kind of let him rock, and they let him know they're proud of him.
Man, they cops is our cops.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
So maybe you got the same nice cops.
Yeah.
Could I get you guys to do a song with them?
Nah.
It's not gonna
see, like that, like.
Too mixy?
Nah, it's not gonna happen.
You know my name.
That's not gonna happen.
Nah. I'm gonna just keep asking. What about a song with him?
Nah. No. Hey, what's fucked up? I thought you was gonna ask somebody else. Like, I thought you was gonna say another name. Like,
oh, somebody. Really?
Yeah.
Who else? You got anybody else you beef with that I should know about?
Nah.
I'm beefing with nobody, man.
Okay, fair enough. No, I think it was a good interview because I remember the first interview I did with you guys. It was like kind of like awkward the whole time and like weirdly silent and just. Hard to get some information.
Yeah, we was new though. We was new, Adam.
We was like,
I ain't gonna lie. We was more nervous too. We was more nervous that, you know, like, nigga, you didn't even let us on this motherfucker.
Yeah, we walked in this like, bitch what? Like it's our house.
Oh, yeah. And we invaded the kitchen like,
well, we raided that motherfucker.
Yeah, you got the cheeses and shit. That's what I'm fucking with. The cheese.
We ain't talking about right now. We thought about that. We invaded the warehouse.
I was looking in the kitchen. Yeah, yeah. I was just looking in there, but ain't nothing in there.
He had the crate full of snacks. He had lined up boxes. I'm like, oh yeah.
Yeah, we used to have more snacks, but people would be just making a lunch and shit. People would come in, no food, make a whole fucking plate.
You know what?
Spread.
Ate in a week, huh? Come in here, fuck the whole.
Yeah, nigga, he really had a refrigerator with the bread.
Every day, everything.
All that. They go in there, open the refrigerator, put the bread. He like dead.
Wait, so how long is Five Much gonna be locked up? You gonna?
He out.
Oh, he's out now. He just didn't feel like pulling up today, or what?
He was busy. He was very busy. Yeah.
Caught up good shit right now.
Yeah, he's busy.
Okay.
He get a pass.
You got like hella face tats since I last seen you, huh?
Yeah, y'all got my whole shit back in my head.
Oh, you got the full Figueroa Street under your fucking eyeball, too.
No. Oh, man.
Wait, what's it say?
I say August Street.
It's cursive. Street. It's hard to read. My bad.
It said Figueroa Street, man.
What's the other one say?
Oh, boy. Yeah, we got to take you. We got to do an LA.
Something off
pain. We
got to
do a South Central tour with you, my boy.
Oh, built off pain. The hair's growing in over it, so it's kind of hard to tell.
Yeah.
We got to get you back in the streets, Adam. You ain't been in the streets in a minute.
Nah, you right, bro.
That's why you talking about this figure, all this other shit.
Pull that rose out, man. Bring that shit to the healing one time, man.
Let's go.
You need to get back. Come on, let's do it. All right, look.
That's a good idea. I like that. I
mean, very soon. It's going to be soon. Y'all better stay tuned.
Adam Kevin.
Adam is going to be outside with the Baby Stones.
He's going to be tucked like the Bucks.
Doing the South Central little
thing. Nah, because you know, after I did that interview with you and shit, I remember I went to this pumpkin patch in Culver City, and there's some fucking dude looking kind of grizzly in there. And he got the STL cap and all this shit, red sneakers, all this stuff. And I'm just looking at him like, oh, man, he's from where they're from. I hope he don't got an issue with me. He didn't say nothing to me or anything. But I was like, damn, I should really probably
Adam be having niggas after blood.
Nah, but
Adam got niggas after blood.
Yeah, you know. I was like, maybe I need to think twice about how I'm coming to the pumpkin patch in Culver City. It don't sound like a place where I would need to, you know, be ready, but.
Yeah, Adam got niggas after, but he be watching.
You know, all for the love of pumpkins. All right, I appreciate you guys. Thank you for pulling up. I wish you the best in your career. I see the music getting better and better, I believe. There's big hits on the way.
Yes,
big moves. You got any, like, career moves coming up, like videos or anything in particular we need to know about, anything you're excited about?
Yes, man. Like I said, bro, we got big tapes on the way, bro. Big Sad tape. Got this Merry Christmas tape and the show coming. Shout out, bro. Shout out Hit Boy. We got a tape coming with Bro Snow. Bro, our weed strain, too. We just dropped the October, a Halloween drop, Reaper Rips. You know what I'm saying? Because we got our weed strain and Backpack Boys. You know, if you ain't shop, you know, you better go shop now.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, man.
Pick that Backpack Boy.
You know, got good work coming, bro. Got good work coming, man.
Let's go.
Appreciate you for having us, my boy.
My pleasure. BSG. Appreciate y'all. Thank you for coming through.
Yes, sir.
The pride of the city. Let's make it happen. No Jumper. Coolest podcast in the world. Check us out on YouTube, TikTok, Patreon, Instagram, etc. Like, comment, subscribe. NoJumper.com if you want to support. Buy some whoops.
Hey. Buy them Dirks. Buy them Bees. Hey. Not that shit, though.
Hey, man.
Not that
Tell
shit.
Tell me what the whoops before you make the whoops, man.
Whoop. It hit different.